This is Tourism Roundup, the feature that highlights developments in the tourism industry. Thanks for joining us. In today's program, major announcement for Lucy Hanover, and in our No Jamaica feature, Fort Charlotte. Lucy, the capital of Jamaica's smallest parish, Hanover, is to get a major facelift. The Hanover Parish Council is collaborating with four other government agencies to carry out a major beautification project in the town. Financing will come from the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil toured Lucy recently and explains that the appearance of the town left much to be desired.
The other night I was passing through, and when I was looking at it, I was really appalled. And when you consider that possibly in excess of 200,000 visitors pass through here, as well as the people who live in the town, it really was unacceptable. So I spoke to the Member of Parliament, spoke to the Mayor, and we determined that we were going to come and take a look at it, because it cannot remain in the way it is.
The National Water Commission is undertaking remedial work on water pipes in Lucy under its K-Factor project, resulting in some of the damage to the aesthetics.
How it was going to be fixed up, it is not enough. So we are going to come in. We discussed it with the Tourism Enhancement Fund to give some assistance so we can do the road properly. There are some issues with the drains, the sidewalks, and the actual just the landscaping and cleanliness and beauty of the town. When you look at the town and the entrance and so forth and look out at the vistas, it's absolutely beautiful, and we're squandering our opportunities because there's very few places on earth that have the potential beauty that Jamaica has, but often we don't allow ourselves to benefit from it.
The Lucy Beautification Project is being spearheaded by the Hanover Parish Council with support from the Tourism Product Development Company, National Works Agency, National Solid Waste Management Authority, and the National Environment and Planning Agency. It is expected to be completed before the start of the winter tourist season on December 15, and Mayor of Lucy, Winter McIntosh, says drain cleaning has already started. Fort Charlotte will also come in for attention during the Lucy Beautification Project.
Of course, Fort Charlotte is a historical site, beautiful. Working with the Parish Council, we're going to do some work to protect it and get it back into the condition that it should be. And we want that work to start now. We can't let it continue degrading.
Minister of Tourism and Entertainment, Dr. Wickham McNeil. In our No Jamaica feature, Fort Charlotte. This 18th-century structure was constructed in 1745. It was erected in defense of the Lucy Harbor and stands on a peninsula overlooking the Sea Channel. The Lucy Fort was renamed in 1778 in honor of King George III's Queen Charlotte. In 1862, the English War Office transferred the barracks and Fort Charlotte as a gift to the Executive Committee of Jamaica. That's it for this edition of Tourism Roundup. With studio engineer Andre Palma, I'm Lorraine Mendez. One love.
Food and pesticides don't mix.
Avoid potential exposure to pesticides on fruits and vegetables by washing them thoroughly before eating. Peeling is the most effective way of removing pesticide residue. For meat and dairy products, it's best to eat foods that contain less fat, since pesticides typically accumulate in the fatty tissue of animals. Purchase low-fat dairy products and remove the fat from cuts of meat before you cook them. Your best bet for avoiding exposure to pesticides is to eat organic meats and produce. Organic food is grown and processed without harmful pesticides. Remember, food and pesticides don't mix. Reduce your exposure as much as possible.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the Consumer Affairs Commission and the National Consumers League of Jamaica.
The Caribbean Association of Housing Finance, CASHFI, in conjunction with the National Housing Trust and the Inter-American Development Bank, under the patronage of the President of the International Union of Housing Finance Institutions, presents the Regional Housing Conference 2014, Transforming Communities Through Housing and Economic Development, Monday, October 6 and Tuesday, October 7 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel. Register at www.cashfi.com or 754-5264 or 997-5282. Sponsored by JNBS, NHT, and VMBS.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.